With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The first 4 hours were simply in a amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, it's going. Okay. We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. How you doing?
I am surprised at the amount of responses to my question on Twitter about the Browns fans.
Can't touch the mic.
Potentially.
Oh, my God.
Well, the louder you talk into that mic, it's not going to help.
Well, my mic wasn't on. I was yelling at you.
Okay, is it work now?
Now it works.
Okay. So the amount of people after I tweeted earlier today about Watson, the amount of people that told me they didn't think he was elite, you know, a few years ago when I wanted him, and he hasn't played a game since then, and now they're telling me he's going to take him to the Super Bowl. And I'm just
he plays for the Browns.
I'm just like, well, what changed other than was it the contract?
Yeah.
Like if they would have signed him, wouldn't have traded as much for him and didn't sign him to the big deal, let's just say.
Yeah.
Would that have changed or whatever? But the amount of people still tweeting me right now going, he's not elite. He's 4-12 the last time we saw him. He is,
is
like
that a question for the show? Is Watson elite?
He's like a 500 quarterback since he's been in the league and he's got one playoff win. And he coughed up a huge lead against Patrick Mahomes, who is elite. So, is that something we should entertain? Obviously, I think he's amazing, but I also haven't seen him in 2 years. I don't think quarterbacks lose it from being healthy and not playing 2 years. We don't have a sample size. We don't have a lot of examples of really good quarterbacks just sitting out 2 years. So, I don't know necessarily that that's going to have a detrimental effect. Maybe a little rust. Okay, but a little rust, that's okay.
Lockenfora brought up like Tiger, didn't he? But didn't Tiger have a slew of injuries?
Yes. Yes.
He had a slew of them. Whatever a the slew amount of is, he had.
A slew. That's like a baker's dozen and a half.
It's a horse.
He had a Seattle slew of injuries.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that. So I guess we are all kind of in this holding pattern.
My shoe. That's why I'm out of breath.
Yeah, that's why you can't be heard in the mic either.
We all have this holding pattern going on for Deshaun Watson because the last time any of us saw him, yeah, he was on one of the worst teams in football and he was the starting quarterback.
Yeah,
which,
that is
and he put up a ton of numbers
which has
Aaron, on a horrible
right, which
team.
Is was my argument. And my argument was everything was imploding around him. My question is, do elite quarterbacks ever have bad years like that, record-wise?
I'm sure we could find him.
Is Tom Brady?
Yeah, no, you look
Russell
back
Wilson.
At,
now, what about Russell? Has Russ ever had a bad year?
Yeah, but he's another one of those we can debate. Is
how
he
far
elite
back,
or not?
How far back are we allowed to go?
Go after, back as much as you can
well,
remember.
Well, Marino, after he went to the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm,
there were a couple of dud years there in the 80s people don't realize. There were like some 6-10s.
That's kind of a stunner.
Yeah, because like, you know, my dad's a Dolphins fan. I'm like, oh, the Dolphins must have been kicking ass and taking names in the 80s. Nah, they had like a couple of 6-10s in there. There were some not so great years.
Well, let's go over the guys that we perceive over the last 10 years as elite quarterbacks. And yes, okay, we did think Russell Wilson was an elite quarterback. I know a lot of people are backing off that opinion now. And he does not look like the same player, so maybe he's never going to get a fair shake again if he's not completely healthy.
Yeah.
But could Lamar Jackson, we think of him as definitely a franchise quarterback. People debate if he's elite, but is Lamar Jackson ever going to have a bad year record-wise when he's healthy? I don't think so. I don't think Lamar Jackson could go 4-12. I don't think it's possible. He's too good. He's too, and we're talking regular season games. There is a different threshold in the playoffs, and he has not been able to do much in the playoffs.
How bad is it that I was in the bathroom and I was looking at my phone, and I found a tweet that I had written before the season that said Lamar's definitely a top 10 quarterback, and all these people disagreeing, and I started rubbing my hands together going, oh, boy. And I went, no, that's the Browns. If he's top 10, that means he hurt the Browns. I can't do that. But then again, I like being right. Can he be top 10 and the Browns be good? I think so. He only played the Browns twice.
Yeah, why not?
What the hell, right? No big deal. So that's a possibility.
We're going to have to get by good quarterbacks. I mean, that's just how it works.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the elite quarterback thing, we've always just come up with these own our own categories of this guy is serviceable, this guy's a starter, this guy's franchise, this guy's elite. And over the last few years, they've gotten even more nuanced with the quarterback tiers and the categories, from Mike Sando to Greg Rosenthal. Everybody has
become
a list.
I think it's become harder to be elite, though. I really do. I think that probably when you and I first started on the air 11 years ago, not together, obviously, but like the amount of quarterbacks that were elite were like this big. People can't see my hands, but this wide, about a foot wide, and now it's like here, where it's 3 inches wide. I think our standards are much higher for elite quarterbacks.
Do you think there were more?
I think there were more. I think the stats, I think we see more stats now.
Well, who's our elite quarterbacks right now?
Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, we still say?
Yeah, I mean, he threw for 5,000 yards last
year. Okay. So Tom Brady.
That's four.
Russell Wilson has always been in that. But boy, the offer that supposedly the Browns were a team that wanted him and were going to trade for him. So obviously the Browns thought he was.
Just because your team's desperate doesn't mean that guy's elite.
Okay.
Well, you've made a case for Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
You just said there were plenty of people saying he wasn't elite.
Now, Justin Herbert has been considered by many.
Not elite.
To be right there.
He hasn't even made the playoffs.
And there you go with Owen. In Owen's eyes, he's not elite.
Mm.
Great conversation.
Like, do you put Burrow in there right now?
If
he wouldn't have come out of the box.
There's no doubt he went on an elite run last year. But from week one to week 17, he has weaknesses that other elite quarterbacks don't have.
Right.
So he definitely finds himself in traffic a lot. He makes bad decisions.
If you say Burrow's elite, then Matt Stafford's elite.
Yeah, and I've never thought Matt Stafford was elite.
But they have to be together.
In fact, how's Jared Goff doing right now in comparison to Matt Stafford?
I don't know.
Pretty good?
I have no clue what
the Lions are entertaining this year.
Are they?
They have been through three games, just like Jacksonville. Teams that have been really bad have had a lot of draft picks. And eventually, they couldn't miss on every draft pick. And Detroit has been able to put up points.
Hmm.
They've been fun to watch. Teams you would have never thought. And on another note, I know we were talking quarterbacks. We can always move this over to the show.
Yeah.
The teams in the NFL, we always wonder, who are the teams that fall out that we're not expecting? Who are the teams that rise up? We already know every year, Chiefs are going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are going to be good every year. The Bills are getting into that category where they look like they're going to be good. I would have said the Ravens. Ravens' defense is not good. We are going to run all over the Ravens. We're going to run all over them. So already, we've already missed out on some teams. So far, it's just three games. But right now, Jacksonville has come up.
They're better. Yep.
I brought up Detroit. We'll see how long that lasts. What about when we talk about teams falling? The 0-3 Raiders. Derek Carr's looked dreadful.
Man.
He looks happy feet. He looks dreadful, not confident. Now, new offense. Totally new offense. This is nothing like the offense that they ran. So, we've seen Aaron Rodgers take over new offense and kind of struggle. A few years ago, 3 years ago.
He still finished 13-3, though.
But he had 63%, by far his lowest completion percentage. He had issues in the new offense. He even admitted it. So, I don't know how much leeway Derek Carr is going to be given, or is Josh McDaniels at the end of this year, if he's on the hot seat, is he going to be saying, all right, who else is out there?
I mean, I believe that's probably a possibility. Just think about how old Derek Carr is.
On a new team next year.
Derek Carr was in the same draft as Johnny.
No. Before.
Before him?
Before. I thought it was before.
Oh, yeah, he was with Blake Bortles. That's who he was with. Yeah.
Man, I like Blake Bortles. God.
But who?
They went to an AFC Championship game.
Based on what you've seen, are you ready to drop the Cincinnati Bengals yet? Are they one of those teams that could drop
it's
out?
Just they can't fix their offensive line. Man.
I know
he's getting
they
hammered,
can't, and they can't now, run.
His,
they can't
sacks
run right
were
now.
Lower. I think I, don't, two. I only think he took two sacks.
I mean,
sacks.
Those two losses were by field goals at the end of the game. They did that same thing at the beginning of last
so you're not
year.
Ready
they
to
should
drop.
Have beat the Packers last year, and I don't think they did because. Neither one, Crosby or McPherson
they were both
could
bad,
hit a field goal
kicking the field
goals.
Okay, Steelers have already fallen out, and they look like they're done. I know it's only three games. I know they have they have the heart
done.
Of a lion.
Did you
they,
hear?
They look done. They look completely
they've
done.
Lost, the they've lost their leader. Their leader's on the sideline right now. TJ Watt.
Yep. They look done. I feel comfortable saying that.
Did you see the stuff Josh Rountree was saying? On 93.7, they're Daryl Ryder.
About
the
all the offensive
hate
players,
Canada. Yeah.
Well, it's not getting fixed.
They they all want him fired.
And even if he's fired, so what? So what then? Your quarterback play has been pretty bad.
But they ain't blaming Trubisky. They're blaming Matt Canada, straight up and down. Hmm. They're not even blaming
actually,
him.
I still think Trubisky played decent against the Browns.
He
I know they don't
lose
trust him.
The game for
there
them.
Were a couple where, like the one with Deontay Johnson, he had to catch that.
Yep.
And
in his breadbasket, he had it right there.
He missed, but like. I don't know. You're almost blaming luck. You're hoping for luck.
Yeah, but they lost the game because they couldn't get off the field against Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
Can we pulverize them at the point of attack?
Jacoby Brissett running for 5 yards up the middle. You know, that's the reason they lost that game.
They sold out, too, to stop the run.
Right.
And they did a little bit in the first quarter. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a different kind of a game. Remember, last year, they bottled up our run.
Right, but then Brissett was really good hitting his – and Amari Cooper had that – had that drive where Amari Cooper just did whatever he wanted to. And
imagine if he doesn't drop that other ball.
Right.
What kind of play and what kind of decisive win that is. Not coming down to an onside kick, I'll tell you that. They dominated the Steelers. That was weird to see. I mean, these Steelers are a proud organization, a proud team. We know their quarterback's in flux, and I felt like they didn't truly believe in that game. I felt like the Browns took the will from them.
Well, the last time they dominated the Steelers, we don't even remember, other than the playoff game they
playoff
did.
Game's
but that
weird.
Was that was an anomaly.
I don't know how to talk about that playoff game. It was awesome.
The helmet game, they dominated the Steelers that game as well, but we'll never remember that game because of what happened.
Well, I don't even know the score. What was it?
I can't
it wasn't
think
a close
it.
Game?
No, it wasn't a close
What are you talking
game.
About?
The Mason Rudolph game.
Oh, that's 14-7. Final score.
Yeah, I thought they did whatever they wanted, though, on defense anyway.
Oh, they did, yeah.
And then at the very end of the game, they did what they wanted on defense as well.
Yeah.
When they bashed people in the head with the helmet.
It was just weird to see the Steelers like that, and this is 3 weeks in. Now, we were talking about our secondary 2 weeks in, and I don't know how much better it was last week. I mean, in the second
it
game
was
in 5 days.
Better. It was
better. It
was significantly better. Again, when you have 12 guys on the field, that's usually a secondary problem. Mm-hmm. And you did that three times. That means you're still confused.
Should we be more concerned? I know we'll preview
I don't
the
know
game.
Why I'm talking like this.
I know we'll preview the game more in the next few days, but I've watched Mariota a lot more the last 2 weeks. He does not have good pocket awareness, but no Clowney, maybe, and I don't know about Garrett. I'm just guessing right now, no Garrett.
I have no idea, yeah.
He's made some bad decisions in the pocket, but he also has no problem throwing it around. They are completing passes. They are moving the football. He can put points up on the board. Mm-hmm. Should I be a little more nervous about this game?
Yeah. They're professionals.
No, but you can say that about any team. I mean, I'm just saying, should we – I think a lot of Browns fans have just assumed we're going to win this game and go to 3-1.
He can do whatever he wants if they continue – if the Browns continue to control the ball the way their offense has, it won't matter.
Well, they should win, but –
Well, what's the spread down to?
1.5.
That's pretty tight. I know it's a road game, but that's pretty tight. Probably be a lot of Browns fans at that game, too.
I would imagine, yeah. Atlanta's got a nice transient population.
We're just always, you know, teams like Pittsburgh and Cleveland, we're just always going to have a slew, back to the slew, slew of fans everywhere.
You don't want to know the reason why that. It's not necessarily a good reason.
Isn't that brain drain? Everybody left here.
Yeah, that's why. But they remain Browns fans, unlike the people that you met at the grocery store, Tone.
Terrific segue, Kenny, and I'm so glad
we're
you brought it
to
up.
We're brought to you by Extend.
So because of our situation, having a child in which both of us have every regret in the world right now. I know you're not supposed to say that. So we have signed up.
Your baby.
Hey, do you want to bring your baby over to the house and leave it at our house for a while?
Forever, yes. No. So
that's
what
Morgan Freeman did in that Gone Baby.
Gone Baby Gone. That's right.
What he did?
That's a great. I love that movie. So we are signing up right now at the local grocery store for the pickup. It's like $1.50 more to have them do the shopping for you. And you just have to understand they're going to make a mistake. So you have to be
like other people squeezing your fruit.
You know what?
Mistakes will be made, but it's worth
it. In this situation that we're going through, I would have never wanted this situation. Right now, it is exactly what we need.
Yep.
We need to be able to just go pick up the groceries and bring it back and have me gone for 2 minutes.
Now, is that because you don't do the grocery shopping normally?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't trust me for that.
Okay. Because when my oldest was born, that's actually Sunday mornings, I took the baby to the grocery store and the baby would be content.
There's no way.
And the carrier.
Oh, my God. There's no
And my baby
way.
Was not as bad as your hell baby that you keep describing to me every day.
I can't imagine a world now that I have grocery pickup where I would actually go into a grocery store and shop. I mean, this is not 1963. No, not going to
But I'm also a guy that doesn't want to buy 2 weeks worth of groceries. I'd rather do the marketplace every day. Let's buy what we need for this meal today.
Mm-mm. That's very New York City of you, Owen.
Well, they say that Mounds, Oklahoma is the New York City of the Southwest.
You know who does that? Jonathan Peterlin.
Yeah?
No, he doesn't do it anymore now that he's domesticated.
Well,
he's suburban now. But he used to do that when he lived downtown.
He would just get what he needs every day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's walking right past probably the grocery store.
He'd go to Heinen's. He'd go to Heinen's every day. He'd go there like twice a day. He'd go on his way in and
it becomes a fun time killer.
Yeah.
It kind of does. Like you're out and about. You're doing things. You feel like you're... Right now, I'm not doing anything. So I'm not seeing anybody. And it is definitely messing with my psyche.
Yeah,
but
you're doing time.
So, to the point where I'm striking up conversations with young gentlemen who are working at the grocery store.
What's affected your mood? It really has. Owen and I have noticed.
Yeah, I imagine so. I'm not exactly thrilled every day.
You're not.
So I struck up a conversation with the kid. He was probably like 24, all right? And he was putting the groceries in. And he checked his phone mid-bag. Like, he hadn't even... I always help with the bags, too. I just go get the bags.
Yeah.
And then I tip. He goes, no one ever tips. Oh, really? No one ever tips at all? We're only paying like $1.50 more. I feel like you should be getting some of this. Anyway, give him a nice 50-cent piece.
Don't say where you went, because I really don't think you're supposed to tip.
Oh, you're not?
They get very upset if you tip.
That's a weird thing to get upset about.
They do.
But I leave my tip in the grocery cart, and when they put it back in for me, they get the tip.
Hopefully they recognize it, yeah. So
I do a thing, it's just like a drug deal. I say, go up to there, and then my wife gives them the tip.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Then you get away with it. Then you get away with it as if we're the ones committing a crime.
I duct tape mine inside of a trash can.
Well, you got to make them work for it a little bit. You got to make them put a puzzle together.
Liz daps them. That's how they do the exchange.
They got these on surveillance. You notice you're not ever dapping with the same kids every week.
I did think it was weird that every time Liz posts those grocery shopping photos, she has giant gold chains on with crosses. And, yeah.
So
makes sense.
I strike up a conversation because this young man checks his phone and goes, yes, Eagles scored again. And I go,
he said that?
I go, oh, are you a fantasy football player? Do you gamble? You look kind of too young to gamble, but he was.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And he goes, no, I'm a lifelong Eagles fan. And I said, well, what's the tie-in? He said, I really like Donovan McNabb coming out, and the Browns were really bad. He goes, me and my friends, we all grew up together not watching the Browns, not rooting for the Browns. And I said, wait a second, how many of your friends? Like, what's going on here, seriously? None of them are Browns fans? Like, their families are Browns fans, but none of you or any of your friends? He goes, yeah, my dad's pissed off about it. He goes, but I am a Philadelphia Eagle fan through and through, and that's my team, and it will be the team the rest of my life. And he goes, I hate the Browns. I don't root for them. He goes, they mean nothing to me. They've been bad my whole life. Why would I cheer for a bad football team? Why would I sign up to root for a team that's bad? And I said, well, it's because of communal experience. I would think that all your buddies, he goes, yeah, but my buddies aren't Browns fans. They all grew up hating the Browns too because the Browns were bad. West Sider, you say, went to one of the local high schools over there.
I've not seen that situation at all.
I don't know.
But you don't think the lost generation of Browns fan was a real thing?
I'm sure to some, obviously, you have an example right there.
I'll give AA some credit because he said it as he was walking out. But he's right. You know, I tried to force it on my 13-year-old to be a Browns fan. I bought him all this Browns gear. I said, this is where we live. This is where you're going to grow up. You're going to be a Browns fan. They went 1-15 and then 0-16, and we had fights about it. And he played. He was a tight end at the time, and he played Madden every day, and Kelsey was his guy. And I was a Chiefs fan, and he's a Chiefs fan now. And I can see the Madden generation, who are also a lost fan generation, go and they play with their team, with their favorite guy, and whatever the quarterback is. You know, say it's Lamar Jackson, and you love to play with the Ravens because they have this dynamic offense on this video game. They naturally become the team that you check in on and follow on Sundays.
Well, now, I do think today's fans, now, if you're 10 years old and you have Nick Chubb, easy team to root for.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's you're back in. But for 30 years, you didn't have Nick Chubb.
Yeah, but this
you
has
had
been
very
going
ordinary
on.
Teams to below average to terrible to the worst in the league.
The ability, when the Browns were bad in the 90s, you didn't really have any other way or reason to really learn about the other teams other than whenever, you know, Boomer and Tom Jackson were on after the games on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Prime time, yeah.
And now, between fantasy football and the video game market, I mean, my kid plays freaking Madden on his phone as we're driving 5 minutes down the road where he knows he's not going to get the whole game in at.
Well, Axel's a Browns fan, and if he doesn't want to be a Browns fan, he can build his own damn house.
I kind of feel like that's how I'd be raising my kids.
Yeah.
Although, what about, I mean, at certain ages and certain families, don't kids revolt?
Yes.
Don't they go against you?
Don't I'm sure at some point he will. He will rebel. That's what it is. He'll rebel.
Mm-hmm. I like revolt.
I don't know. I just think it becomes a communal thing. In the 90s, when the Browns left in my neighborhood, like I'm from Canton, right? You're from Geauga County. Are you an inner ring suburb or how's that work?
No, you're on the outside. Okay. And there were Pittsburgh fans for sure.
I don't know. Canton's different. Canton's just so different from West Geauga, from Chesterland. So there were, in my neighborhood, I don't think there was a Steelers fan. There was a Bears fan. There was a Washington Redskins fan. There was no Browns at that time. My dad's a Dolphins fan. I was like, well, I guess I like Dan Marino.
When I was younger, there were 49er fans.
There was a 49ers fan. There was a Raiders fan.
That was very easy at that time.
Raiders fan. There was Raiders fan, definitely that. 49ers fan, like you said.
I think there's a ton of 20-year-old Patriots fans everywhere.
Oh, God. That wasn't even a fun team to root for.
Not back in the day.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying
are you talking about now?
In their 20s. It's been 20 years, guys, that they've been on top.
I know, but that has never been a cool team. I'm sorry. Tom Brady was never as cool as the guys that were going up against him, I thought.
They were cool for 4 years.
I don't understand
that. Randy Moss was there.
Their uniforms sucked. Their stadium looks weird with the open end.
They were cool.
Open corner.
I defend the stadium. I like the open end. I like the open end.
Late 2000s, early 2010s, they were cool.
I hated watching games
there. They were a cool team.
I love that
stadium. Were they cool?
They were a cool team.
They were cool 1 year, and they didn't win it when they had Randy Moss.
Yes, they were cool.
That was a cool team.
I don't know if they were ever cool.
That whole run, they were cool.
I don't know,
man. You're wrong. He scored 50 touchdowns that year. And I hated him. Believe me.
I don't know if they were.
I had fantasy
football.
Bernard Pollard, my safety from my team, blew out his ACL and I cheered it, but they were cool.
Maybe it's because I was rooting for the Colts at that time. I was rooting for Peyton Manning.
Seriously, the Colts were cooler
than
the
Patriots. They weren't cool either. But I always, you pick your guys. Why'd I pick Phil Mickelson over Tiger Woods? Sometimes you are just...
Because you're a contrarian.
Yeah, it could be that. I liked Peyton Manning more. I liked the fact that he just ran whatever play he wanted to. There was no offensive coordinator. There was no head coach. He ran whatever the hell he wanted to every time at the line of scrimmage. I kind of like that.
Who was cool?
Who was cool?
Damn it.
You know who was cool in 2010? You know who was cool in 2010? The Eagles with Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Whoever bagged your groceries can blow it out their ass. The Eagles have had some terrible seasons. They fired Doug Peterson after he won a Super Bowl there. They went and they got Carson Wentz.
But they won a Super Bowl.
And they were cool when they did it.
Okay, yeah, and then they built the statue right in front of their franchise quarterback who ended up getting his feelings hurt over it. They've had some terrible seasons.
You guys played Fly Eagles Fly every day in those 2 years.
Yeah, you guys played Fly Eagles Fly over it, for crying out loud. That's ridiculous.
But that is that. What you just said is very interesting, because all we ever talk about in this town is just need one. Just got to get to a Super Bowl. Got to win one. All right, well, the Eagles did it, and then their whole team disbanded over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
You're not taking away those memories from any of the Eagles fans.
And now they're 3-0 again and back on
top. And they're back. The Eagles are back.
They're already reloaded.
Boy, the Eagles have had
a
lot of different good teams.
It's because the NFC East blows.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can ascend.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
who is cool?
Well, the Cowboys in the
Steelers.
Early 90s.
Steelers.
Yep. Michael Irvin,
cool.
Alvin Harper,
yep.
Emmitt Smith.
Playmaker. Even though I never liked the jerseys. I just saw Bo Bishop was like, oh, those Stars jerseys were like the star on the shoulders.
Yeah,
the Little Giants made them cool when they did the stars on the shoulders.
Yeah, people really. I was like the only one who probably didn't like them, but you're
right. I felt like they were on national television, although
really
you could say
them.
It today, too.
Yeah.
I felt like they were on national television every
Niners were
week.
Cool.
Niners love
Except
their uniforms.
But when they changed the uniforms, like they put the black highlight in there, you're less cool now.
But Steve Young won a Super Bowl
with
that.
I didn't like
that
either.
Yep, you're
the
right.
The monkey off my back Super Bowl.
Yep. Ricky Waters, they were cool.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Waters.
Who else? Michael Strahan, Giants were cool, even though they got blasted in the Super Bowl. And then they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, the early ones.
Which one did they get?
With Jim Fossil when he pushed the chips to the middle. Is Jim Fossil still with us?
I think he passed
recently. Jim Fossil might have passed.
Pretty sure he passed in the last year or two.
Yeah, when he pushed it, he said, this team's going to the playoffs. He pushed his chips to the center of the table. Mm-hmm. Ballsy move, and he got it right. Were the Steelers ever cool? Would we say that if we weren't in Cleveland, were they cool?
The only thing cool I thought about the Steelers was their physicality. Their physicality.
Yeah, they do have ass kickers on that
team.
And
they always had, like, you know, whether it was Troy Polamalu, like, they always had guys that did something that seemed to be a little special and different. They had a huge run of various guys.
I get he probably wasn't cool here, but Hines Ward was cool.
Hines
to
Ward,
a lot of
yeah.
people.
We hated him. He would level. I thought they were cheap shots.
Hated
so
Hines Ward.
I
but
obviously
if he played
thought,
for the Browns, yeah. he would have been.
God.
The
I
greatest.
Hate Hines Ward. Holy
You know
cow.
Who was really cool that we didn't talk about
who?
In the late 90s, early? The Buccaneers with Mike Allstott.
Oh, my
and
God.
That defense, Derek Brooks.
Lynch.
Yeah, Lynch.
Well, who was their quarterback?
Derek Brooks was cool his entire career.
The
Think
first
about
quarterback,
that.
Brad Johnson.
Got to go from.
Oh, yeah.
We were
MVP. Dilfer.
Like,
and
Brad
Dilfer.
Johnson was MVP. Yeah.
What's old is cool now, so like now like the creamsicle's cool, but back then it wasn't.
Yeah.
So they switched to the pure.
When they switched to what they have
but,
now, the first version,
yeah, but
was
Derek
awesome.
Derek Brooks went from Florida State, which was the cat's ass when we were young, man. Yeah. Florida State was it. Love Florida State. Derek Brooks went from Florida State to that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. Absolutely. Derek Brooks got to be cool his entire career. Deion Sanders, cool his entire career. Made everything cool. Didn't matter. Even I saw his last game with the Ravens. His last game ever in the NFL. It was at First Energy.
Yeah.
Was at Browns Stadium. I saw it. Browns won. And that was on a bender. Oh, golly, that was a bender. End all benders that day. Or that week leading up. And me and my buddy Brett, we were like, okay, we got to dry out here for a couple weeks. This is really bad. College football teams that were cool. Now it's just a big conversation about who was cool. You're going to hate me for this.
Why?
Charles Woodson at Michigan. Boom.
No,
said
I mean, hey.
Said
I,
it.
How
said
can
it,
I?
Said it, said it.
How could I disagree? I mean, that people forget. If you're growing up today, you don't even understand how Michigan has kind of been this joke and Ohio State's owned them. It was completely take that and flip it upside down and know that you would see Michigan gear from coast to coast.
There was,
no matter where you were, fans love their jerseys. They love their helmet. Now it's Ohio State shit. I see Ohio State shit everywhere.
You can't say that.
Well, you can do it as long as you only do it.
What'd I say?
Twice within 5 seconds.
Did I say something?
You did say it. Don't worry about it. You're cool.
Anyway.
I swear to God.
You're not as cool as
Michigan
State,
was great enough in the early to mid-90s when Oklahoma was bad. Everybody that I knew was a Michigan fan.
Yeah. I saw
because they had the Fab Five and the football team.
It disgusted me. You're right. It was those two things coming together. Because remember, they also got the half national championship in 97 with Nebraska.
Right.
And so they had a run there from Fab Five to beating Ohio State to winning a share of the national championship. Hell, they had Tom Brady, too.
Miami. Miami.
Yeah, the U.
Well, Miami's the ultimate in cool.
Miami, the first run, Warren Sapp Miami. Mm-hmm. The second run, because Ohio State was, like, up against them, I didn't, like, Ken Dorsey's Miami. Nah, Butch Davis is Miami.
But
well, they had all
Jeremy
the running backs,
so was kind of like.
They had the tight ends and they had the running backs. They had Winslow, and then the year before, they had eight running backs that all were good.
Greg
Frank
Olson.
Gore didn't even play there, and now he's.
Yep.
One of the greatest running backs in NFL history.
God, that's so true, and he never gets mentioned. Florida State, when I was young.
What about Florida?
Was awesome. Florida, I mean, with Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, definitely Steve Spurrier
coach,
made him cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought UCLA had a good run of being cool in the mid to late 90s, even in football.
Yeah, they did.
But the O'Bannons in basketball, and then they had
Nolan Richardson, Arkansas. Cool as hell. National champion.
Well, they call it the 94 feet of hell.
Yeah.
Cool they had hell, the baggiest. Man. So they took the Fab Five uniforms to the next level.
Yes.
They had the shorts all the way down. I don't know how guys like Scotty Thurman could ever cross over dribble between their legs. How did they do it? It would get lost in the jersey.
Mm-mm.
And now the shorts are all short again.
What's old is doing?
It's amazing.
I never liked Duke. Never thought they were cool.
North Carolina had some cool teams. I mean, when they had Jameson, Vince Carter, they had, and they always had, you know, Big White Stiff, too. Every year.
Tyler Hansborough every year.
They did. Yeah. Even before him.
They white stiff every year.
They did.
Well, Ostertag and yeah.
No, he was he was Kansas.
He was in Kansas.
He was Kansas.
Kansas was never cool to me. You know what? You know what soured me about Kansas?
I am calling Scott Pollard right now.
I don't like Kansas basketball anymore. I know, like, it was like, oh, the Jayhawk logo is kind of cool.
Eric Montross was the
did
other
you
one.
Ever see did you a good call? Did you ever see the 30 for 30 about the Naismith rules?
Yes.
I hated that. It was nothing
you just
but
hated
some
the kid.
A-hole on the phone begging rich people
for money
just so they could bring the stupid rules back. I'm like, if they're willing to give money, why don't you get to a good cause other than some stupid rules of basketball, which aren't even your rules?
All to get
I don't
it
give a
at
bleep.
A Sotheby's auction.
Oh, my God. I wanted to choke the guy the entire document. Of all the 30 for 30s, and even that one's well done. They're all well done. That was the one I'm just like, I hate this guy.
Like,
I hate Kansas basketball for this. I'm sorry, Dairy Brothers, at least one of them. I'm sorry. I love you still. You're still good guys. It's Todd's the KU fan.
Yeah.
Todd, I love you, buddy. I know you probably won't even hear this. I'm so sorry. Brian Vargo, I know you won't hear this. I love you too. I'm so sorry. God, I hated that documentary so much. Will you please, can I have $1 million? Why do you need $1 million? Well, there's the first ever rules of basketball are out there, and we want to bring them back to KU. What? We don't need a cancer wing for the hospital? No, we're good on that. You don't need anything for any... No, we just want the old rules of basketball, but... Good God. I hate the guy in that documentary and that whole documentary. And it made me hate KU basketball. I want him to lose. Terrible, I know.
Oh,
I always
pull against him. I always pull against Kansas.
I hated it.
Kansas always, because you know why? It's because, and now nobody cares if you pay the players. It's part of the deal now.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's always been part of the deal, but it seemed like Kansas got away with it every year.
You watch Pony Excess, and you go, all these lives ruined, and for what now?
Yeah.
For what? Poor Sean Stoprich and all these guys. I'm like, for what? For what?
I mean, that was the thing that changed college football, though. The conferences and stuff.
I know.
Everything realigned because of that.
But you see these poor guys, and their lives have been ruined or totally changed, and it's like, man, now we look back at it and go, what was the point? What was the point?
How about, I mean, come on, Jim Tressel and what his controversy was comparatively to everything that went down in flames at other schools,
is
an all-timer.
Double A. Lyman's 100% right about Duke.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. He wants to jump in on the conversation.
Well, you know, he knows where the microphones are.
Yeah, when's Double A going to be a part? I bet he's dying to be a part of it. Owen, you're going to have to switch up with him once.
Nope.
We don't have enough microphones at a radio station. We can't find another microphone.
Owen just goes, no.
Just wait till we start getting texts from the coffee thief himself.
No, we're not doing that.
Telling you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that ain't
by the way, Andy asked me, he goes, I didn't hear the coffee gremlin story. I said, no, we didn't get to it. He goes, well, what's going on? And I told him, and he goes, you got to just tell him.
Just no. Tell
him. I said, no.
No.
He goes, why? Well, he won't know if you don't tell him. I said, no, we're not doing it. He goes, why? I go, content, Andy. It's all about content.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.